Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Week 4 waiver wire ads and so much more.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4thandflex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on today?
What's going on, man? Another great weekend of football. Some terrible performances by some great players. Some great performances by some normally terrible players. But all in all, an exciting weekend of football.
Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, it was a rough one for some of us fantasy players, but hey, we're moving on and we're still keeping this thing going. But before we get into the waiver wire ads, guys, listen up. You got to check out Thrive Fantasy because right now they have got some offers that are just guaranteed to make you some money. Right now you can get Patrick Mahomes over 0.5 passing yards. Okay. New users, go to Thrive Fantasy, use the promo code 4thandflex. Or if you look down in the description, there's a link you can get right to it. You've got the Mahomes over 0.5 passing yards. You've got DK Metcalf over 0.5 passing yards. And then you got Jared Goff over 0.5 passing yards. Listen, guys, there's no way you're not going to win with Thrive Fantasy. New players get up to $250 deposit match. And they don't just have NFL. They got NBA. They've got MLB. You know, they got all that good stuff, even esports. Check out Thrive Fantasy, and let's win some money together, baby.
Do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, man, we got to get to our waiver wire ads. Let's get on to it. Yes, sir. What's on the wire we're talking about, guys? We're going through each position here, giving you a few guys to help you and help your fantasy team. Especially if you're sitting at 0-3 right now, then you definitely need to be watching this right here. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into some of our quarterback waiver wire ads for week 4. I'm going to start it off with a guy here that, you know, may be better for super flex, but this guy can help you out in a pinch, and that is Kenny Pickett. Look, Kenny Pickett. Okay, this guy, he goes 31 of 46, 232 yards, one touchdown. He was spreading the ball around. He threw a 72-yard touchdown in this game. Listen, Kenny Pickett may not be amazing to watch, but when he gets it, he really gets it, Trey.
Yeah, man, I'm hoping he starts picking it up. I mean, it looked good today or this weekend, and, you know, I'm excited for this team. I was excited for this team before it started. The season started, and, you know, hopefully they're on the rise here because I like what I saw.
Absolutely, buddy. I liked what I saw as well. Who you got us next up for us, buddy?
So next on our quarterback waiver wire pickup, we have Andy Dalton, baby. 34 for 58 attempts for 361 yards and two touchdowns. He had zero interceptions, and if Bryce Young is out this week, he will be a great streamer. Going up against the Bucks.
Yeah, baby, going up against the Bucks. Andy Dalton, he has his moments, man. The red rifle can come in and help a team. I'll tell you what, it's a lot better watching him than it is Bryce Young. We know Bryce Young needs to figure it out. Andy Dalton, if he stays on there, I mean, he could be a good pickup this week, buddy.
No doubt.
But let's move on to the next guy on the list here. And this is a guy that, you know, isn't really probably not the best ad, but it's a guy that can also help you in a pinch, and that is Joshua Dobbs, okay? Joshua Dobbs, only 6% rostered, went 21 of 31, 132 yards, one touchdown. He had 55 rushing yards against a Dallas defense that has been pretty much unstoppable. I know that the Cardinals offense is not a sexy offense at all, but Joshua Dobbs can get you somewhere if you really, really need a guy, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, I actually watched on TikTok where Michael Parsons made a joke about putting Joshua Dobbs' face on a dartboard before the game. And Joshua Dobbs made a comeback post and he's like just dodging left and right. So, I mean, they did what they did and they got it done. And he's looked better and better every week. You know, it took him a couple weeks to get it started. But, I mean, hey, you know, it doesn't look like they're tanking this year, you know. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen later on.
It kind of makes me wonder, like, are they going to be mad that Dobbs is actually, like, winning games? Because it felt like that their whole thing was to tank and get Caleb Williams or whoever they think is the pick to get next year, Trey.
Exactly. And, you know, who knows? But maybe they're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to win some games. We're going to try to really put down on some, so.
Okay, I guess we're going to find out what happens, buddy. We're going to find out what happens. Let's go ahead and go to the next guy, buddy. Who do you got?
So our last quarterback waiver wire pickup for this week has got to be C.J. Stroud, man. This dude was 20 for 30, had 280 yards and two touchdowns, okay? Now, you know, he's only 30% rostered in sleeper leagues. And for Superflex, I think this guy is almost a guaranteed start from this point forward for Superflex leagues.
Absolutely, buddy. C.J. Stroud, man, he's thrown for almost 900 yards in three games. He's slowly but surely starting to figure it out. I love C.J. Stroud as an ad here, man. I'm just trying to figure out why old Dalton Schultz ain't getting worked, Trey.
Very true. I've seen actually another tight end actually got more work than him this week.
I don't understand that.
But C.J. Stroud looking like the best rookie quarterback this year. So
surprising, because everybody was saying, oh, he didn't pass the aptitude test. You know, this guy is not the guy. But he kind of seems like he's starting to prove that he is, Trey.
No doubt.
But great stuff. That is our quarterback waiver wire ads. Time to move on to a little more exciting part. That's our running back waiver wire ads. Starting off on my list. It's got to be Rico Dowdle. Okay, Rico Dowdle on the Dallas Cowboys. Now, basically, for me, this is more of a, if something happens to Pollard, like something happened to Chubb, Dowdle is the next man up. And instead of fighting everybody on the waiver wire, you're going to have Rico Dowdle right there on your team, buddy, already. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. I can dig it. You know, it's a struggle whenever your lead back goes down and you're out here scrounging. And if somebody already has the backup to your player, you're just screwed, man. And they can just slide him in.
Exactly. And Jerome Ford, I didn't get any shares of Jerome Ford, man. And I was fighting for it, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Crazy.
But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it has got to be the big dog, Devon Achane, bro. This man went insane. 233 total yards and four touchdowns. That includes four receptions. This dude is only 46% rostered in sleeper leagues. Obviously, he's behind Mostert, but this Dolphins team has been insane, and he's picking it up every week. If something happens to Mostert, which it normally does, this dude is going to be amazing. He's already amazing. I'm not saying he's going to get four touchdowns every week, but he's definitely worth being rostered in your league.
Absolutely, buddy. This guy scored more fantasy points than Mostert. Okay, and Mostert went off with four touchdowns, so that's got to tell you something. Devon Achane, however you say his name, this guy is definitely doing his thing, buddy, and I'm loving what I'm seeing from this guy.
He scored more fantasy points than some people's entire teams.
ridiculous. And Keenan Allen, too, man. That dude messed me up this week, bro.
Love me some Keenan Allen.
I bet you did, because you had him when you played me. But moving on to the next running back on my list, it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know it's not really that sexy with old Clyde, but he's only 21% rostered, which surprised me that he was that much percent rostered. 15 carries for 55 yards and one touchdown. 30% of the snaps he played in this game. I'm thinking this is more about Pacheco than it is about Clyde. Pacheco's just not as healthy as they want him to be. And as long as that's happening, I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to get some work on this team, Trey.
Definitely. You know, Clyde is, you know, we go back and forth every year, but he always seems to come out and show up for just a little bit and get his shine. So let's hope it sticks.
Yeah, let's hope indeed. Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire surprising us again another year.
But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it's Latavius Murray, man. He only had 5 rushes for 15 yards and 1 pass for 6 yards. But it's the second week in a row he's got a touchdown. He's really looking like the goal line back for the Bills. He's only 8% rostered on sleeper leagues. And if anything happens to James Cook, Latavius Murray seems to be the next guy up. So he's just a security blanket for you. On top of, if you're struggling for a flex spot, you can throw him in there because he might get a touchdown. So
yes, sir. Latavius Murray, it feels like a touchdown or bust type of guy here, but you know what? He's getting work. He's doing his thing. Latavius Murray can help your team. I wasn't even trying to rhyme there, bro. It just happened. Just saying. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. That's the running back waiver wire ads. Let's get to them wide receiver waiver wire ads, Trey. And coming off our list, I think is probably going to be the number one waiver target this week. And it's got to be Joshua Palmer. Okay. Look, Joshua Palmer is only 9% rostered in sleeper leagues. I have a feeling that's going to change next week or in a couple days, I should say. 4 catches for 66 yards, 1 touchdown, played 61% of the snaps. Look, we've already found out Mike Williams is out for the season. That means next man up is Joshua Palmer. Get this guy in your leagues, man. He's going to help your team out.
Yeah, man, Joshua Palmer, you know, we saw last year whenever he got stepped into the role, you know, he did really well, had some amazing games. He did have some down games, but he had some games that were spectacular for fantasy players. And right now, you know, we're struggling in the wide receiver room. A lot of these great wide receivers are hurting our teams, man, and maybe you should take a risk and get you some Josh Palmer on there and see, you know, get something new in there anyway.
That's a good point, buddy. We are struggling on some of these great wide receivers just aren't doing their thing. And this is why I was not super wide receiver heavy this season. It seemed like the thing to do, the thing that everybody was loving, but I just wasn't falling for it, you know, because I've always been able to find guys, you know, kind of later that have been able to do just as well, if not better than some of these guys, Trey.
Yeah, man, I totally get it. I mean, even the top running backs too, though, man. It's like the first and second rounds were just a waste this year in fantasy. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Exactly, bro.
But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's got to be Tank Dell, baby. 5 of 7 for 145 yards and 1 touchdown. He operated like the wide receiver 1 on this team. He's clearly one of CJ Stroud's favorite targets on the team. And he's in a must-start category at this point for fantasy, I think. He was wide receiver seven on the week, and he's only 48% rostered in sleeper leagues. So you should definitely go out and get you some Tank Dell. This dude is a tank.
Absolutely. He's actually not a tank. He's actually just some skinny, tall guy. But dude is great, bro. It's amazing to me, and this is just talking about CJ Stroud again, that he's able to spread the ball around and keep these guys fantasy relevant. Maybe Nico Collins didn't do as well as we hoped he would this week. I'm sure he'll bounce back. The Texans looking scary, bro.
Yeah, man, the way I see it is Tank Dell is kind of weeding out Robert Woods' targets. You know what I mean? They're starting to give more and more targets to Tank Dell. I don't think they're coming from Nico Collins, but I do think they might take away a little bit from Robert Woods going down the road.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I like it. I like it. Let's move on to the next guy on our list here, and it's got to be DJ Chark. DJ Chark, welcome back to the waiver wire list, DJ Chark. Only 16% rostered in sleeper leagues. He was targeted 11 times, 86 yards, 1 touchdown. He was on the field for 94% of the snaps. Honestly, it feels like Andy Dalton has to be on the field in order for DJ Chark to be relevant. But I mean, with Bryce Young there, I just feel like he wasn't able to see the routes, the crisp routes that DJ Chark was running. Andy Dalton, a little more seasoned quarterback, saw what dude was doing and was able to connect with him. Hopefully Andy Dalton will, you know, start at least next week, where I think DJ Chark can actually help your team. Once Bryce Young gets in there, it's kind of scary there, don't you think?
Yeah, man. If Andy Dalton's playing, you got to start up DJ Chark. If he's not, I don't mind holding him to see what it looks like when Bryce Young gets back. I know it looked rough in the beginning, but, you know, sometimes these things take time. DJ Chark is a great wide receiver. But if Andy Dalton's playing, I think you can start this dude this week.
For sure, buddy. For sure. I like it. I like it.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad. It's got to be Marvin Mims, baby. Rookie out of the Denver Broncos. He had 3 of 5 for 73 yards. He rushed 1 time for 3 yards and returned 2 kickoffs for 121 yards and a touchdown. He has the Bears coming up and is only 27% rostered. He seems to be kind of the deep ball guy, which is kind of what you want. You know, you want an explosive player who's going to make big plays. And if they're getting touchdowns on kickoffs as well, I mean, you know, if your league does that on kickoff yards, it's even better for you. But get you some Marvin Mims.
Yeah, Marvin Mims, man. Like you said, the rookie coming out, doing his thing. I like him, what I'm seeing from this guy, man. I just hope that Denver Broncos offense doesn't hold him back. But I love Marvin Mims as an ad, Trey.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, he's looking better than Sutton and Judy out there from what I've saw, man. It's crazy.
Crazy, bro. At least Sutton got a touchdown though, right?
Right.
Yeah, that is the wide receiver waiver wire as for week 4. Let's move on to the final list here. It's got to be the tight end waiver wire ads for week 4. Let's get it going, buddy. Let's get it started here with a guy it's probably rostered in a lot of leagues. He's only 61% rostered, and that's Tyler Higbee. Like I said, he might already be on a team, but if he's not, go out and get you some Tyler Higbee, man. Let's see, 5 catches for 71 yards, played 96% of the snaps. He's the tight end 10 of the entire fantasy season in full PPR leagues. Tyler Higbee, man, it seemed like Matthew Stafford can trust this guy. I like Tyler Higbee. He was a great late round grab in some of the drafts that we did. Get you some Tyler Higbee on your team, buddy.
For sure, man. I like me some Tyler Higbee. I like this Rams offense. I like the way they're producing. Obviously had a rough loss last night, but the Rams are doing big things this year, and Tyler Higbee will definitely be a part of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed.
But moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it has to be my main man, Jonnu Smith. Shout out to Jonnu Smith on the Atlanta Falcons. He was 5 for 8 for 37 yards, put up 8 points in PPR 2 weeks in a row, which is not a lot. But he was still the tight end 15 on the week. So it's like, you know, what are you looking for and what do you need out of a tight end? Because he's been consistent with that. And the tight ends on the Atlanta Falcons have led the team in targets 2 weeks in a row now. Kyle Pitts had the same amount of targets as Jonnu. But if I'm me, I'm taking Jonnu over Kyle Pitts. I think Jonnu has a better ability on the field.
Ridiculous that Jonnu Smith seems to be producing, if not better or if not more than Kyle Pitts is, man. Are we just completely done with Kyle Pitts, man? I mean,
I've been done with Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, me too, buddy. But it just seems like there's people out there still holding on to that hope that this is going to be the year.
Not for me, man. It's just every year, it's just been a disappointment, man. And it just as soon as the year started, it was back to square one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just went where he left off, man. Exactly. Moving on. Oh yeah, moving on to the you got John, you got the next one, right?
Donald Parham is the next one.
Okay, yeah. Moving on to the next guy. I've got Donald Parham over on Justin Herbert's tight end, man. He's good in the red zone. This is a guy that you can definitely help your team out, Trey. Donald Parham, what do you think?
Yeah, man, the Chargers, you know, they'd be busting it off and they'd be getting the ball to their tight end. So I like it, you know.
Yes, sir. Get yeah. Parham. I mean, exactly, bro. He only had 4 catches. He did get 2 touchdowns, though. So playing 52% of the snaps, I like Parham.
But jumping on to our last tight end waiver wire pickup, Luke Musgrave, a guy you probably never heard of on the Green Bay Packers, slowly getting more and more work. He's tight end 10 on the week with 8 targets, 6 receptions for 49 yards. And he's had a solid start to the season. He continues to become more involved each week. He's 11 for 15 on the year, and he had the most receptions this week on the team. So I like Luke Musgrave. I picked him up in a league, actually, because I'd rather my tight end get a little bit of work or get a lot of work and not do much with it than get a little bit of work and then still not do much with it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Musgrave, man, is the way the tight end position is. Musgrave can be your guy. I like it. That is our waiver wire ads for week four. Time to get into some trade that dude. Yes, sir. Trade that dude. These are some guys that we can maybe get you on your team, man. Make your team better. Possibly help you get to where you need to be. Trade that dude. Trey, who you got for me this week on Trade That Dude?
So my man on Trade That Dude this week is Alvin Kamara, baby. Off suspension, ready to go. Go get you some Kamara. Okay, I know whoever has him in your league has been holding him, and they're probably really excited to keep him. But I bet you could throw some trade offers out there and make it worth your while.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if I held on to Alvin Kamara for 3 weeks, there's no way I'm letting him go now. But, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, somebody threw me something really nice, I might take it. But I like it. I like grabbing old Kamara, man, to help you out. This week on Trade That Dude for me is my buy low target, Roschon Johnson. I've talked about him already. As the season progresses, Roschon is going to get more work. And again, I've said it already. If things were to happen to Khalil Herbert, you got Roschon already in the chamber, ready to go. Go get Roschon Johnson. I bet you could get him for cheap right now, Trey.
Yeah. And at the same time, you know, not to go back to Kamara, but like, you could also, if you have him and have held him for 3 weeks, you might be able to use him as trade fodder. If anybody in your league is really hyped up on Kamara and maybe overhyped, you know, shoot him a trade straight across and see what happens. I did that in one of my leagues. I've got him in 3 or 4 different leagues. Most of the leagues I plan on keeping him. But I thought maybe I could try to work him around a little bit, maybe get me a better quarterback or something like that.
For sure. For sure. I like it. I like it. You got anybody else for us on Trade That Dude, Trey?
That's it for me, man.
Okay, well, I also got another buy low, and that is Calvin Ridley. I think, you know, the Jags are going to get it together. I think people are starting to panic on Ridley. 2 weeks of, you know, not great fantasy production is going to make anybody nervous. So I think right now you should go out, get Calvin Ridley, because I think he's going to get better as the season progresses and the Jags start to figure things out, Trey.
I like the Calvin Ridley move. I definitely want to go out and get me some Calvin Ridley.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's Trade That Dude. Let's move on to the gag bag, Trey. The gag bag is players that we are done with. We are dropping them like they're hot. We are done. Trey, who do you got for me this week in the gag bag?
Yeah, man. This week I got a guy in the gag bag, third running back on his team. Expected him to be the second, but he just hasn't done much of anything at all. He's got Damian Harris. I got Damian Harris in the gag bag. This dude started on the team. Like I said, Latavius Murray has moved ahead of him. I mean, he just has done nothing for me, and I don't want him on my bench.
No, yeah, no, I get it, man. I really had high hopes for this guy coming in. It seems like they got Latavius Murray to do the work that I really thought Damian Harris was going to get. Bill Belichick must have known what he was doing when he got rid of this guy. Damian Harris, throw him in the gag bag. Let's see. My gag bag candidate this week, it's got to be Dalton Schultz, and it pains me to throw Dalton Schultz into the gag bag this week, but I just, you know, I hung on as long as I could. He's not producing. CJ Stroud is throwing the ball to a bunch of different receivers, and then Dalton Schultz is just not the guy to get those balls for me. So that's why I'm throwing Dalton Schultz in the gag bag, Trey.
Yeah, man. Dalton Schultz is really disappointing from the season that we've seen and the a couple weeks that he's been out there. I really thought he was going to be something on this offense, but really CJ Stroud's better than I thought he was. And that hurts Dalton Schultz, in my opinion, because he has wide receivers to look at. He's not worried about checking down.
Which is surprising, because I would think that that'd be something a rookie quarterback would, you know, do more likely, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Dalton Schultz, throw him in the gag bag. Hit it for me. There you go. There you go. All right, let's move on to some Thursday night football starts and sits. Yes, sir. Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Lions at the Packers, Trey.
Over under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Lions winning by 1 point. I like the Packers to win this game, man. You know, I think it's going to be a fun game, a great game to watch. It's going to be a lot of fantasy points in this game, I believe, but I think the Packers end up pulling it off.
I could see it. I could see it happening. The way they played last week, though, they did pull the win off, and that is a good defense on the Saints. I'm just really feeling the Lions in this game, buddy. I just love the way that they're playing. We got Jared Goff rushing touchdowns. That's insane to me. I like the Lions in this game, buddy.
I feel you. I see the way the Packers play. I mean, you know, they were down, 17-0 or something like that, come all the way back in the fourth quarter. Jordan Love's looking to be legit, man, and I'm just liking the way the Packers are playing. I've never been a person to like the Packers, but I've been picking them a lot this year.
You haven't been a person to like the Packers because of Aaron Rodgers. Am I wrong?
You're not.
But that's all right. I'm liking the Packers more this year too, buddy, so don't you feel too bad. But let's get on to some Lions starts in this game. Like I said, I think it's going to be a great game here. I'm starting Jared Goff up in Superflex. If I got a better option in other leagues, I'll probably start someone else, but I like starting Amon-Ra obviously in this game. David Montgomery probably going to be back. I like starting Gibbs, even though Montgomery is back. I do think that Montgomery is going to take some of the carries away, but I feel like starting Gibbs is the right call. Montgomery, it worries me. If I got a better option, I'm taking it, but Montgomery can be that guy. Sam Laporta, you have got to start this guy up, man. This guy has just come out of nowhere, dude, and doing big things for the Lions at the tight end position. So I love Sam Laporta in this matchup.
Sam Laporta tied in one this past week. So, yeah, you got to start this dude up.
And deserved it, my friend. Deserved it.
But jumping to my Packers starts, Jordan Love is every week super flex worthy start. Romeo Doubs, I think you have to start this dude. I think he's shown that, you know, he's had a couple, you know, one rough week, but the other weeks he has excelled. So you got to start this dude up. Aaron Jones, if he plays, you start him. If they're going to put him on the field, that means he's going to get the work and he's ready to go. So if he plays, you put him in. Mm-hmm. And Christian Watson, if he does play this game, you put him in. I know we're waiting and all those guys holding Christian Watson. It might even be a trade target to go try to get Christian Watson, because I'm sure people are tired of holding him on their bench. But you better do it now before he plays, you know, because if he plays for that Thursday and goes crazy, you're going to be out of luck.
I have been holding him also on my team, and I'm getting tired of holding this guy. Like, I think this is the week. This is the week. No, it ain't. It's going to be a good game, buddy. Going to be a good game. I'm excited about it. Thursday Night Football, a good matchup that we can appreciate, Trey, that we can appreciate.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. But, guys, don't forget to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/4thandflex. We can help you with your team. You can learn some stuff. We're going to teach you a few things about this game we like to call fantasy football. And as always, don't forget, hit them with it, Trey.
We got merch.
We got it. We got hats. We got mugs. We got even stickers, man. Go on there, support your boys. Grab you something. We appreciate the love. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Final thoughts for the week, Trey.
Yeah, man. Just those guys that are struggling in fantasy, you know, keep pushing. You keep your head up, because it's not over and the playoffs are still right there in your vision. So go for it.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Experience a new way to play daily fantasy sports and esports on Thrive Fantasy. Thrive's game concept revolves around player props, which are simple over-unders on player stats. Here's how to play. Choose your lineup of over-unders for top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. Each prop has a fantasy point total based on how likely it is to hit. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points and win a share of the prize pool. There are contests for traditional sports, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, and cricket, along with esports titles CSGO, Dota 2, League of Legends, Valorant, and more coming soon. Visit the prop lobby and build your entry of 2, 3, or 4 player predictions. Thrive Fantasy offers the best multipliers compared to the competition. Choose correctly, and you could win big. Thrive has awarded over $6 million in cash. Come and prop up today.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.